Text 6. You will hear a story about some picnickers and a monkey.
Before you listen to text 6, read questions 14 to 17 now. Listen to text 6 and answer questions 14 to 17.
After leaving the town, it was a short drive to get to the beach that afternoon. Hok Seng and his family were happy to arrive at their destination. They enjoyed the breeze as they walked on the beach in search of a shady spot for their picnic. They had just found a spot, and his mother was handing out egg sandwiches when Hok Seng shouted, "Look out!" He had spotted a monkey sitting on a tree branch with a ripe coconut in his hands. The tree was right above Hok Seng and his family, who were seated on their picnic mat. Suddenly, it let go of the coconut, sending it plummeting down towards the picnickers like a cannonball. Before anyone could respond, it picked another coconut and hurled it down. Two more coconuts followed in quick succession. Then, in the blink of an eye, it scrambled down and disappeared back into the forested area nearby. "Do you think the monkey wanted to hurt us?" asked Hok Seng's mother. "No," replied his father. "I think it meant to give us a treat. Look, there's a coconut for each of us." Hok Seng's father opened one of the coconut husks. They all sat down to indulge in the sweet and refreshing drink. Hok Seng's brother declared that the coconut water was now his favorite drink, not cranberry juice. Hok Seng added that his favorite animal was now a monkey. Their parents burst out laughing.
Question 14. Where did the monkey come from? Question 15. Why did Hok Seng shout? Question 16. What food did the picnickers enjoy that they did not bring for their picnic? Question 17. How many members are there in Hok Seng's family? Listen to text 6 again.
After leaving the town, it was a short drive to get to the beach that afternoon. Hok Seng and his family were happy to arrive at their destination. They enjoyed the breeze as they walked on the beach in search of a shady spot for their picnic. They had just found a spot, and his mother was handing out egg sandwiches when Hok Seng shouted, "Look out!" He had spotted a monkey sitting on a tree branch with a ripe coconut in his hands. The tree was right above Hok Seng and his family, who were seated on their picnic mat. Suddenly, it let go of the coconut, sending it plummeting down towards the picnickers like a cannonball. Before anyone could respond, it picked another coconut and hurled it down. Two more coconuts followed in quick succession. Then, in the blink of an eye, it scrambled down and disappeared back into the forested area nearby. "Do you think the monkey wanted to hurt us?" asked Hok Seng's mother. "No," replied his father. "I think it meant to give us a treat. Look, there's a coconut for each of us." Hok Seng's father opened one of the coconut husks. They all sat down to indulge in the sweet and refreshing drink. Hok Seng's brother declared that the coconut water was now his favorite drink, not cranberry juice. Hok Seng added that his favorite animal was now a monkey. Their parents burst out laughing.